So let's bring in Andrea. Andrea's probably been reading, got a million concepts if she's still there. So what would you like to say, Andrea?
Good morning, Bob. Thank you.
Yes.
We did the RNA drops, and I've been doing the portals that Ion has been directing. And so I've
What does that mean? Ion doesn't direct. Well, I don't know what you mean by Ion doesn't direct anything in the portal land, unless you mean some other something by directing. What do you mean?
Well, he's been working with me on doing things like the copper bed, and then we did the RNA drops. And
what did you do with the RNA drop? When you say working with the RNA drop, what did you do with the drops?
A little bit of everything. You know, you got to take them, fuck them, lick them. You got to lick them, fuck them, enjoy them.
Yeah, you're fucking nut, Andrea. You don't fuck the drops.
Well, it depends.
Well, you guys get the drops, do not fuck the drops. That's a law. So you're actually working with another
Fuck the drops. Fuck the drops.
Demon
fuck the drops.
You're working with a demon
eye. Yeah, don't knock it until you try it, Bob. Come on.
I try.
You're into porn.
You got to be a little bit more.
You got to be a little bit more abstract. What? What did you say? Did you say upset?
Abstract. You got to be a little abstract with those RNA drops. But anyways, in my physical body, in my physical human body, my meat sack, I actually have received a medical miracle. So thank you so much. So whatever is with the RNA drops and with the Book of the Dead and going through the afterlife and all that, and just kind of getting out of the virtual, out of the matrix, and going within the body and really kind of taking those RNA drops, bringing the Geiza in there, also the portals within your body, you have to, like, really get out of the whole physical. So over the last 4 months in, like, human time, I've been working with all of these structures with Ion. By really just kind of being in a non-physical state. Well, in that thing, I've been, you know, having a chronic illness for over 20 years that's been documented. And now in the last 4 months, it's completely gone.
Wow. Can you say what
so
the illness
now
is?
I'm
you
at
want to
the...
keep that private? Do you want to keep that illness private or you want to say what it is? Was?
Well, it was just with the genetic, my genetic coding. It was with the hemorrhaging, blood transfusions. It was all within the womb space of the female energy. And so I had to dive through that, and that's why I had to fuck the drops. But it worked.
So you're saying the drops worked. You're saying the drops did something that nothing else could do.
Absolutely. And it was with everything else that I had to do with what Ion was directing. I mean, it wasn't just RNA drops. I had to really kind of open up my mind, open up my heart, open up my womb space, open up every cellular structure within my body. I had to go to the 33 degree. I had to go into Venus. I had to swallow a couple planets. Then I had to, you know, take some cosmic shits. But it was great.
Yeah, did you say you had to swallow what? A couple iron knots? Is that what you said?
A couple planets and take a couple cosmic shits. Yeah, a couple big cosmic shits, but it's good. So anyways, now we're here in my meat sack, which is now a medical miracle in the human world. I believe I'm at the 42 judgments, and that's what I was wanting to go into with Ion for the next steps, and you, Bob, is the 42 judgments, because I did open up that desk. I did go through the collapsing of all the different portals and the Orion belt, the columns fell, you know, and different things like that. So that's where I was at with the 42 judgments.
42 judgments? I wouldn't even have one judgment. You're talking about contracts and agreements, it sounds like, with someone else, not with me.
I just read this. That's the judgments of Osiris that you have to pass through before you're allowed into the Hall of Truth. Is that right?
Oh, I don't believe any of that stuff. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. But that was really great. So that's exactly what Ion's having me do. I had to become one with God again. And that was my problem with being a phoenix.
A what? A phoenix?
Yeah, I was the lotus, phoenix. And then became the phoenix, and the dark phoenix rose, and then I had to become one with God again, and now I'm at the 42 judgments. So now at the 42 judgments, I have to get to the hall of truth, which that's where the angel of fate is.
Yeah, I'm holding back a laugh, Andrea. You know, I'm trying to be polite here. You're a fucking nut. I said you were a nut as soon as I heard your voice 15 minutes ago.
I know I'm a nut. I got a crack in that.
I love that, Andrea.
Limitations is the phrase. You're making up descriptions of things which are not necessary.
Oh, okay, Bob.
You've got to get rid of your mind.
Do you think there's any kind of correlation?
I'm handing Andrea over to you, Ginny.
Okay, I can't take this. But Andrea, I just guess I'm asking now, have you done the Revelation series? I mean, I know where you are in your journey. I respect what you're saying. I'm just asking, have you done the Revelation series?
No, she hasn't. She didn't get me. She didn't buy them.
Okay, because the only thing I'm suggesting is that maybe at some point you would want to, you know, of course, ask Guy on your questions about where you're at right now, and then, you know, transition into the Revelations and work with that material, because that's kind of more aligned with the drops. And I'm not saying you haven't done what you've done. I'm just saying that the RNA drops are spoken about in the Revelations, and the thing that you're doing with all the judgments and things like that are also implied and included in the seven layers of heaven. And so maybe you can kind of, instead of having to do 42, you could just knock it down to seven, kind of a thing. So you might want to ask Ion about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I have to contribute, Bob.
Is that all, Ginny? Come on.
That's all I got, Ben.
The well dried up.
I left the room. I'm not here. I left the room. Look, Bart, you
no,
take
No, you're
over,
there.
Bart.
You're there.
I'm handing over patient client Andrea to you, Bart. Dr. Bart.
Okay.
Do you help her? Go ahead. Talk to her.
Well, I'll say, Andrea, there's a shortcut, and all you've done is put it under your tongue. There's your shortcut. You can drop all that other stuff. All the trials.
Put what under your tongue, Bart? Put what under...
RNA drops.
Put it under your tongue. Well, I think she did that.
Why?
Yeah, well,
why are you guys saying these things to her? It doesn't seem like she has an issue or a problem or even need to simplify anything. It seems like she's enjoying herself and was wanting to ask Ion some questions.
Well, we're
going to
start beating up on you then.
No, I agree completely. I agree with what you're saying. I think she's very happy. She's not having any contrast. She's accomplishing her goals. I'm not minimizing her experience. I totally respect what she's saying. I'm just saying transition into fully into Iondom with maybe going the Revelations way, and it would give even more substance that's more closely aligned with the drops, but not limited in any way. She doesn't have to do anything different. I'm not suggesting she does.
Okay, Ginny. I say Andrea has to contemplate the statement from Ion that the mind is for monitoring the blood and autonomic nervous system. That's all the mind's for. You've got a lot of mind thinking and concepts going on, which came from writing and books, and that's not good mind.
Yes, she's in the quandary of the participating part of the process and then the not participating part.
It's a fine dynamic. It's a precise dynamic, or there's no dynamic. But it's basically like, it was just on the tip of my tongue.
Well, go back to the mind point. The mind is tickering and counting.
Okay. So Ion said we're trying to use the mind for something for which it was not created.
Yeah.
Which is another way of saying that.
Well, what's interesting, you might add the point that the alphabet in writing pushed the mind out of its natural process and moved into an abstract space, which we call visual space, a zone in the brain that it then plays inside of.
It distracted and stimulated it?
Yes. The writing made it go get delayed into a delay space, I think William Irwin Thompson would call it. And so that's what we call our mind or the brain, and different kinds of thinking and thinking about your thinking goes on in that vacuum.
Yeah,
it's like was created by writing.
With a computer, Ian says it's like you, you're. Ginny, you might remember this phrase better. They said, Ian said it was like your hard drive is sort of stuck in a loop, and you keep on hitting reset to reset it, but you're not allowing it to reset. So you keep. You remember that statement by Ian, Ginny? Something to that effect. Chad, anyone?
Okay, wait a minute. We're dealing with our patient, Andrea. Andrea, are you following this about the mind? I'm asking you to contemplate that statement from Ian. It's one of the most important
statements. Absolutely. Yes,
okay.
Thank you. This nut's getting cracked. It's great. Keep dishing it.
What I picked up from Bob is that you're able to engage Ian and on these calls without making an issue of whatever thoughts you have or words you say as much.
No, I didn't. Bert, what the heck are you just saying?
Just saying you engage in mortar without being trapped by mortar or limited by mortar or identify with mortar, which is just the social language, the language that we're using.
Yeah.
You're able to speak anything and everything, and you're not trapped, limited, or you don't identify with it.
Yeah, not one thing you're saying is anything that you put any real significance or a belief system, which is a thought you think a long time. You wouldn't put that onto any fact you ever heard of.
Even about yourself.
Right. Now, that's not using your mind or letting the mind do what it should do, but you're not engaging it. But you can have the mind chatter, since every extension may pushes our experience into the world the medium creates. You can't get rid of that. You got to figure out how to see through it, but still engage in it. So I've got a very active mind, but I don't believe any of it. But I can talk it. I don't even care about the word belief.
Yeah.
Belief doesn't matter. If you say something, I'll respond. Yeah, you know, Captain Beefheart had a great line. I'm not even here. I just hang around for my friends. So that phrase, hang around for your friends, is the part of social mortar and communication that is impinged on you as you go about experiencing. So that's the part I'll engage. But I'm not here. There's nobody here. Nobody home. It looked like there's a very intense, passionate person here through mortar.
And it's literally responding to the words too, like sounds even. There will be beeping noises on the call, and Ian will just respond beep beep beep.
Hey, Bert, when you go through the archive, give me the timing of where he did the angel talk. I was going to make a note, and I didn't. I sort of guessed where it is, but
tonight
you always hear the whole thing again, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and are you taking notes and maybe making a book or some kind of inventory?
No, I'm just taking notes for myself.
Right, but you've got pretty good notes for every show, right?
Yes, just about.
He's also totally upgrading Radio Free Ion, Bart. You should tell Bob about that.
No, we talked about that, Ginny. I don't want to get distracted with that. But I'm saying, so I'm assuming you'll listen to this show. Give me the timing of where Ion said the angel, did a little angel talk.
Yeah, they did it...
after a song?
Right after the country song you played. There was a brief silence, and then they came on speaking angel.
Yeah, that would be the one. Do you ever get to Fort Worth? Maybe that song. Okay, that's where I placed it.
Oh, I did get to Fort Worth. Okay.
You did? You got to Fort Worth?
Yes, I did. But now I'm back up in Idaho.
When did you do Fort Worth?
That was in 2012 to 2014. Before that was California.
Right. Yeah, I've got here, Bart. Ion does some angel talk. Like, I have it at 7:20. The song's at 7:16. So I figured out where it is, but you can confirm it. Okay, so is there anybody else who wants to talk, engage here? There's several people hanging out here, and most of the lines are open. Maybe Sean wants to say something. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that Ion mentioned the Hall of Truth and the Field of Reed or Field of Reeds, and that's something that Andrew probably recognizes. But they said that that was picked up from the coffin text, which were the sort of pictograms that you and Broxy and I were talking about how Moses traveled to the, was it the Loire Valley?
Yes.
And the way that Ian described what happened there was they sort of slipped out of their body or into the astral, and that was an ability that one of the characters in the TV show The Messengers had in one of the episodes that Ian mentioned. This girl, this lady, what's that?
Who went, what was that? Oh, that was Paul Leon. I just unmuted him.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the lady engaged in something called Spirit Walk.
Bobby.
What?
Is Andrea dropped off, or what's what here?
I think she's still there.
Andrea,
I'm still here, but I could drop off. Yeah, I could drop off if you would like.
No, I want to speak to you specifically. This is Corbin. Would you like to take my number? We'll talk on a different level. But nonetheless, what you were implying, you said essentially that's a form of initiation. The handbook for such a thing would be Dr. Israeli Regard. Complete book of the Golden Dawn, and what you're describing is in order to come through the twin pillars into the temple, you would be blindfolded. Okay, that's the first step of initiation. You're basically aspiring to be ascending, becoming the higher woman, becoming your true place of power. And you have to go through you have to step through the twin pillars blindfolded, because that represents your willingness, if you shall, to ascend into the temple, and those that are in the temple are hooded and masked. We all wear a mask, but that's a different and more extremely heavy significance, the word mask, because we all wear them. We're all wearing the meat sack, and that's actually stolen from the Men in Black movie, or maybe they wrote it after they met Ion, who knows. But anyway, regardless, that's essentially what I get. Now, my question's been all morning. Everybody's been discussing the Bible, or we're talking about the James version, the Koch brothers version, the Book of the Dead was an Egyptian, it basically translates, it's a sort of dictionary of sorts.
Shut
for
up, Corbin, but shut up, fucking get to a point, I'm going to mute you.
Andrea, take in my number, anybody,
yeah.
213-271-0345. Now, Bob's irritated because he does not understand any of that shite. He'll be like,
okay, let's move on. We're not going to have fucking Corbin describe me. Andrea, so, do not talk to Corbin on the phone. You're an idiot if you start talking to Corbin. I mean, regard him as a patient
you,
of
Bob.
Yours and... Andrea, if you do talk on the phone, regard him as a patient of you, and watch the crazy, sick ideas he tries to tell you about what you think you're studying. And then go back and listen to
Ion. Oh, absolutely. No, I understand. We are all in this virtual reality of consciousness, and it's great. I appreciate it, and I'm just glad that Ion told me to call in today. It tied up a lot of things that we were working on offline.
Offline. So it sounded like about this field and the hall that Ian was saying that you just did sort of an out of body travel to that Moses may have out of body traveled from where he was to the Loire Valley, not past. not transition.
No, I actually do it. I do it in the physical, like Mount St. Michael's. I was actually called to last November, and that was right here in Spokane, Washington, even though there's multiple different locations. So I actually do it astral, and I've done that my whole life, but then a lot of the paradigms closed. So then that's when I called in, because Ion started me on this way back when. And then he had me call in because everything was shifting when Giza and the columns and all of that shifted, and then he told me that I got lost and I had to become one with God. So then that took a couple months of real time, but I actually made it to the 33 degree right here in Venus and all of that. So I'm doing it in the real world, and I'm also doing it astral as well.
So, Andrea, record yourself talking or listen to yourself here. You'll see you have a flat, monotone, psychopathic voice. Your frequency, your tone is dead. So all that you're claiming you're doing is not true is belied by your voice. You got a fucked
up voice. Oh,
wonderful.
Well, that's great. I get it from my mother, Glenda, which you and I are associated with over 6,000 BC, which I undisclosed about 4 months ago. So I probably get it a lot from you and the Glenda and all of that as well.
You don't get it
so
from
I
me.
Hope.
You don't.
Oh, I don't know.
You've got a monotone, which is really the alphabetic effect. The alphabet suppresses acoustic space and all its nuances and weird range of vibration, acoustic vibration. You flattened your voice and mind from your endless reading of books and manuscripts and the astral plane. The astral plane is a product of the book. So you talk about communicating with Ion through the book, and Ion doesn't communicate through the book. So you're not talking
about
Ion.
No, I never said that. I never said about
you. I'm saying.
Okay, Bob. You can go ahead and mute me. That's all right. You can mute me.
I'm not muting you. I only mute Corbin.
It's okay, Bob. Our disconnection. Thank you.
There's no disconnection here. I'm explaining what I think about you. And I'm hearing you, and I'm saying what you call the astral plane and multidimensional things are products of writing. That's the abstract.
No, sir, they are not.
Mind.
They're a product of living. There's a difference.
Well,
writing and living are two different things.
No, writing is living. It adds life, but it's a different kind of life.
Okay, in your reality.
Not my reality. Oh, no, you're not hearing my opinion. I'm just talking.
No, I'm not.
Collective
facts. I tuned you out. But go ahead and mute me. Thank you.
Well, see? You can't carry on dialogue. You're a psychopath. You start going, don't mute me. So you go paranoid. You don't know how to have the warmth of constant attention on a topic and stay with it.
What topic would you like to discuss?
I'm encouraging you to keep talking.
Okay, so how can we get back in alignment to a communication that is benefit for both of us and your audience?
We're not here for that purpose. We're not here to help you be friends or anything with you, form a community, nothing.
No, I'm not saying that.
We're not trying to align with you. You just said that.
How
would you like to align?
Consider, Andrea, that there's no one on that side of your side of the call. Consider that there's no you to have done all those things.
That's true. That's why I have to get into the Hall of Truth. That's why I'm getting through. That's why I'm just a couple steps behind you guys. I'm not saying that, you know, that. It's just that's why I called in. That's why Ion told me to call in. That's why, you know, whether it comes through, however you say.
Whether Ion tells you or not. You should be calling in every week. That's your problem. That's why you're behind. You don't show up every week.
I only show up when Ion tells me to show up. So then tell him to tell me to show up every week.
Don't go by that, Ion. We don't know who that Ion is.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Go by yourself. Go by yourself that you say, I should be attending this and talking to Ion, the one that shows up Saturday night. Not something fantasy you have during the week.
It's a great fantasy.
Yeah, no problem with that. But engage with Ion. That's the ritual. Here. On Saturday night, and say these ideas you're saying. See what Ion says about them.
Okay. Did you talk about this last night?
I don't know what this refers to. When you say, did he talk about this? What's the this? We didn't talk about you.
Yeah, so that's why I'm here today.
We didn't talk about you then, and did you get
to
talk?
Yeah, I'm not
to
talking
Ion
about
now?
Me. I'm not talking about me. But my question for Ion, if he comes back in, was about the fall moon and the eclipses on 9/22. But that was what I was supposed to call in about originally.
It seems like you got sidetracked. Bob sidetracked you into discussing the words that you're using, and that may be a better topic.
Okay, better topic?
Then the ellipses, Bart, the ellipses?
The eclipses, the moon? Yes, because to me, one of the primary topics on here is how you approach the engagement itself, just speaking with others, just how you approach language. Because all of the ideas that Andrea is sharing are, like you said, they stem from somewhere. They stem from
somewhere else.
Saying. Yeah, somewhere else.
You're not dealing with us. You're bringing a bunch of concepts from your own personal experiences out there, and that's not what's happening here.
No, and none of the terms, I think, that you use, you have a real clear picture on until you've gone through them all sort of piecemeal by engaging Ion, because I think we must understand all the subject matter that we've been reading. That's one of the things we find out when we engage here, is that everything we think we know, we don't. And the terms we use, we have no idea what they mean. And you rattled off a lot of stuff, and you were creative in what you were saying, but, I mean, as far as the terms you were using, Andrea, but there were so many false premises stacked on top of each other that I think the first thing to do would be to address the words themselves, just the concepts.
Like the Hall of Truth.
And the Hall of Justice and the Field of Reed.
The Hall of Truth. You know, Andrew, truth is like matching your inner reality with the outer reality. And that's a product of writing. Before writing, people wouldn't match themselves with the outer reality. They didn't even hardly perceive an outer reality. Ion says the cavemen didn't even know they had feet. So they had no visuality going on. And when they died, it was so insignificant, they didn't know they died. So that's a pretty, quote, pure state before involvement with technologies.
Before your mind got stimulated.
Yeah, right, before you got the mind talking
to
itself.
That's the whole notion of the fall, Andrea, is that people engaged and they were influenced and sort of mutated by the printed word, by the phonetic alphabet and the printing press, and that whole, the creation of language, I guess, or that form created all these other problems, and including the concepts that you're talking about, the astral and all that stuff. It's not that there's nothing to the Egyptian Book of the Dead, because Ion's referenced that a lot, but it's got to be cleared up what they're referring to versus what it is that your perspective is on all that stuff.
Bart, yeah. Since so many people have talked the Egyptian Book of the Dead, studied it and said it, every one of those, say, printed or manuscript media exist because people talked them into existence and then built on it. So they aren't unreal.
Yeah.
The memes around the books of the dead.
And since we're talking about there's no time, then in some sense, we're, you know, bringing that stuff around ourselves. There's our collusion.
Are you still there, Andrea?
Oh yes, definitely.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I'm still here.
But all those concepts,
Bert?
all those concepts got in your way, basically. They get in, they got in our way, and they're getting in your way.
What false premises are you hearing in what she's saying? I'm not saying I agree with her. I'm just, that's an interesting, you guys are, Bart, you just said that there's a lot of false premises.
He's being, Alyssa, Bart's being rigorous. He's taking what he said and giving his view of it. Nothing wrong with Bart saying. It shouldn't be taken as negative. It might sound negative, but he wants to say that.
Yeah, and I'm just asking him what he thought was false premise, what he thought were the false premises that she was saying.
All the hoops that she had to jump through, the notion that there's a hoop, mm-hmm. that she had to jump through at all.
Right.
Like the 42 judgments.
Yes.
Well, Ion said that, not I.
But you have to go into that, really.
Ion said the 42 judgments.
You have to go into that.
Did he say it on Saturday night or in his private sessions with you?
No, he just said that here today. If you rewind the tape, you'll see where he said the divine becomes a lotus, becomes a phoenix, and then has to go through the 42 judgments, and then the details of the door and the different gods, and then you have to, I wrote it all down. So if you, that was actually on Dialogue Today before I even communicated.
Right. So if Ayn said that, where do you think Ayn's getting it from, and why do you think Ayn's saying it?
Well, he was talking about that the layers and the planes, you either go through the nasty or you navigate to success. And that's where I get stuck, is between going through the nasty or going through the navigate towards success. Just like what Byrne said. Then you mentioned the angels and the Mount St. Michael, which I already went to in Spokane, Washington, of 11. I went to the grotto. You talked about the divine, the lotus, and then the phoenix, and then the 42 judgments. So I am phoenix. That's what we went through back a couple months ago, if you go back through the back when he had me call in before. So I know where we talked last time to Ion, I was the phoenix, and now the next step is the 42 judgments. And that's why, you know, so I mean, I don't know.
So you heard the 42 judgments today for the first time.
Yeah.
And you've already decided that you have to go through that.
Absolutely, because it's the divine, the lotus, and the phoenix, and the 42 judgments.
No,
I've already had to go
lotus.
Through.
You got these
he
concepts.
Said that before.
You're being
that.
Fooled by Ion. Do not
oh,
take
great.
What Ion says.
Then call in Ion and have Ion clear this up. I mean, because
yeah.
he's the one that said Mount St. Michael's divine, lotus, phoenix, and then 42 judgments.
Right.
That didn't come
so
from
I'm
me.
I'm saying if you went through the rewrite, you would see that Ion every few weeks would come up with a new bunch of statements or concepts or goal or task, and those that got involved with them would get all screwed up for a few weeks, and then Ion would cancel the project and move on to another one. Okay, that's
yes,
the pattern.
But that's
don't get fooled by Ion ridiculous
I
cultural
won't.
Quoting.
I'm not. I get fooled by Bob more than Ion. The Orion Belt, the columns and the art and the pillars was the last time I talked in. Roxy was talking about that before I even mentioned anything. So that's how I knew that this was a continuation of when I call, you know, it's time, space, whatever. Ion has me call in when he needs me to be present for whatever comes through all of you. And so that's where I got today. And that's what I'm decoding. And I appreciate it. I appreciate all of your energy and time.
Well, don't talk to the group.
That.
There's no we here. There's a lot of different individuals here who are very irritating people from my perspective. And I use great tolerance in putting up with it in the music you make. But there's no we.
And it sounds like you're validating the position of ascribing to your version of Ion's words. It sounds like you validated that through some experience or idea that you have.
Beautiful.
That you were
Thank
called
you.
In. That you were called in and meant to pick up these phrases, ideas, concepts.
They help me, Bob. Thank you. I'm your patient.
Everybody's my
Tough
patient.
Nut
I'm
to
in
crack.
Charge. I'm the original doctor.
But you know, Bob's also our patient.
I started all this fucking thing. and I got to keep it
Thank
going
you, Bob.
For my own. Yes, you're welcome. Don't say it so officiously. Say thank you, Bob. Not thank you, Bob. That sounds a bit
thank
off.
Thank you.
Like you're absconding. Yeah, you just absconded for something that without Bob's knowledge.
Yes.
I think it's interesting. You know, there are all these things in the Outer Kingdom and in libraries, all these books, all the manuscripts, all the symbols. And people have been trying to understand what they mean, like the alignments in architecture and the things, for example, in the Louvre. And we're trying to overlay what many people has discovered and get to the real reason of these things. Why would the castles be built? And their technologies of the mystery landscape, I think to confirm what Ion is saying, that it's not all just fantasy and words, that these things are there and exist and are proof of the plan Ion, Bob, and Moses had. And it's amazing that Ion goes back and forth, and quotes all these memes. When he was talking about Hathor and the Lotus and Corinth, and it's not for us to take it as a cult, or when he's talking about grimoires, it's not like for us to go on and do all these practices. It's just part of this genesis of
the INM conversation, basically. It's just the mutating conversation.
Yeah, the INM conversation is the practice. Just showing up and talking Gage Ion is meditation enough, because we don't need to do any of it. But if we're going to do a little bit, that's why.
In the Finnegan's Wake, he mentions all myths, all weird,
yes,
occult
everything.
Words and. Yes, and it's because that has been part of our explorations.
Yes,
but it's almost like Bob said after however several thousand hours or how many years that he doesn't think he learned anything from Ion. He's been mutated, but he doesn't think he's learned anything.
Yeah, I was mutated by the products.
Yeah.
But the concepts, I learned a better way or something about ignoring the mind, but I think that was helped by the drops. So I don't want to claim I learned any facts. That's still mind stuff. Basically, Ion kills one's mind, puts it down. It's very hardly, it's like Corbin. We keep Corbin on mute most of the time. You ignore your mind as much as possible. But I do have my mind saying a lot. It's my mind is Corbin unmuted, constantly going all over the place, ridiculous topics, you know, no coherency. But I'm used to it, and I actually do sneak in and surprise my mind and get patterns from it, like I posted on the McLuhan site, big discovery about the tetrad. Like, that's something Andrew should look into, is the tetrad and how that's a model of consciousness.
And actually, I'd like to say, is Andrew there?
She should be. There's no reason for her to
yes,
leave.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Nobody told me
we're
to
not
leave
addressing,
yet.
We're not addressing, well, at least in my case, I'm not addressing you at all. I'm addressing the words that you're saying.
Yeah.
That's totally separate from addressing you. I'm not addressing you at all, personally.
Yeah, Roxy's always saying that. I'm here to learn. I don't give a damn about any of you people. But I'm here to engage Ion. That's the correct attitude. And you see, when you get involved with words, emotion is shared, friendship is shared within the moment. But it's not something that goes last by Monday. Monday, it's back to Dr. Dean. You get what I'm saying there, Bart?
Yeah, there is something, after all, you go through all of these mutations while you're engaging INETs or folks on these calls, there's there's a regard there. Or
well,
some sort of
it's great fun. It's the best thing to do. It's like Ian says, when you want to hang out with other people, hang out with ascended people or ascending people. That's the most fun. What time is it, Carol? What's your computer say? Oh, we got just Bill woke up or something. We're okay.
But it's Bob uses the term.
We're ending.
Andrew, Bob uses the term speaking technically. You know, it's speaking technically about the words you use and about the concepts that you have, and not thinking too much is definitely an Ionic idea.
Yeah, but, this, you know, nobody should take anything personally here at all. And most people do get involved with words and start taking them personally. Part of the ritual exercise is to engage all kinds of ideas that you never heard of and you get passionate about, or it surprises you, the insights, and then you monitor your emotions and how you get sucked into it. That's the rigor. That's the yoga that is going on here. And someday you'll be a happy person like me who can talk all kinds of shit and hear new stuff, hear new ideas. I'm listening to Andrea. I'm learning her terms. I react. My words react to her words immediately or not. That's the way one should get. That's comprehensive awareness. Besides, and that would be comprehensive awareness in relation to social mortar, which we created, and it's lingering around. It's not about your ascension. Your ascension would be something we don't hear anything about, none of us, about each other. That goes on. It's already happened, all that stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't involve you.
Right. Your ascension doesn't involve me. Mine doesn't involve you. But we do have this weird reality of social communication. That's what you got to learn. That's the other part of ascension, is how to deal with concepts in your mind and inventions and technologies. That's what we can explore together, because it's not us. It's a collective meme generation.
Yeah, and engaging here almost lets you know where your sensitive spots are as far as holding on to your concepts or being rigid about what
you find out what you're rigid about or ideas that you never thought of before, and they excite you. Then you go through the excitement of them, and hopefully you will find out, well, that's just another pornography. I didn't need to get so excited. I thought it was going to go somewhere.
This all thematically relates to the cup half full or cup half empty thing that was earlier this morning.
It's more like what you do, Les. We're doing music here. Music is done for itself, right? There's no goal in music. You do something with the vibrations and frequencies. This should be considered a musical performance.
Yeah. It is, but it's a both and, because you know, Ian talks about noting and knowing and, like, noticing.
Right. Now, you know why that is, Alyssa? That's because every form of sensory extension has been created. And so writing and thinking and visual space is part of our makeup in social mortar.
Mm-hmm.
So we include that whole left hemisphere stuff, like I do.
I take notes. And so I'm relating. You're a god, like, you know, there's kind of this in-between, like, once you're a god, can't go back. So there's this,
right?
There's this finessing, or not even a finessing, it's, I don't even know the verb for it, but it's some sort of breaking down and figuring out how to engage in social mortar, have ideas, have thoughts, have all these emotions, but like you're saying, Bob, be above them, be outside of them, whatever. And
words are inadequate.
Now, I know they
are.
There's
two conversations going on.
I know.
So when I'm saying something, I'm thinking of what I'm not saying, that univocally I can't get said at the same time, or I just sound like babble. And you'll see people like Corbin, other people who come in their junior minds, they go all over the place, and they're not even clear. Somebody was doing that tonight. They say things, and they got a lot of metaphysical, abstract notions, and they can't even say something practical. about what they're doing. You know, something concrete that we can all see through sensory experience. So it's learning how to talk right on that level. And one doesn't know how chaotic their minds are, how mm-hmm. lost in the distinction between mind and language and your being that we actually are, most of us. And then there's lots of people who can't say a thing and just stab you instead or shoot you. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. how they resolve the tension.
I think a lot of people engage here to figure out how to perceive their own process of ascension. So
yes, now that would be the concept of ascension. See, that
right,
the word, the notion of ascension is just some social mortar idea. So
mm-hmm,
you want to see
mm-hmm.
through all your assumptions of what ascension is and then realize you don't know what it is and you don't need to know
yeah.
what it is.
Right.
And the more you can allow yourself to have faith that it's being done for you,
yep.
that's 3-2-1-ing it, you're okay. On that level. But you must show up and talk anyways, even though you're quite ascended.
Well, that's where the gameplay and the fun comes in, because
yeah.
it is, you know, my ascension, my ascending is something that I could not put words to. No one's going to be able to put words to their own experiences and be able to share and match that here. So we do
right.
this performance and this music, but the underlying thing that's going on is everybody's engaged in their own lives, having their own universes revolve around them, and therefore they're using these conversations and this engagement to bounce off for what they personally are perceiving. And well,
right.
it seems like that. So that to me is just like, you know, the yeah, we're just saying words, we're just talking, blah blah blah. But it's more than that.
Now this is where we ascend. The next 30 seconds, we go up on the chord, up on the guitar, wailing. That's our ascension. Here we go.
Thank you very much for coming to the concert tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.